Finn Menzies is an out transgender teacher in Seattle, Washington. His work is his spiritual practice and his activism. He received his MFA from Mills College. He's the creator of Finn Zine, a biannual zine dedicated to his emotional journey throughout his transition. Finn's debut collection, Brilliant Odyssey, Don't Yearn, came out this summer with Fog Machine. His poetry can also be seen in Gigantic Sequins, Quiet Lightning, Susan, The Journal, Open House, Spork, Hold, A Journal, The Shallow Ends, Big Lux, and other various journals. Annually, Finn facilitates Undoing Ego, a workshop on meditation and generative writing. Thanks for braving the shitty weather to be here.
Thank you.
So, it's right in the first sentence of your bio. He is an out transgender teacher in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
This is what you're in the middle of, or, I mean, you'll always be in the middle of
it. Yeah, I'll always be in the middle of it. Yeah, I think I wanted to put those words together, teacher and transgender. I don't know if a lot of people see that, so I wanted it to be totally in the beginning.
How come?
How come? Because I want to be seen as somebody who has a job that people perceive as noble, and also as someone who's trans, because I want them to overlay those images together.
Acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe not even acceptance, maybe just visibility first.
I have to tell you, it's in my own life. If I use my own life as an example, that's really necessary, because this issue only came up on my radar about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. You know? And I sat down and met with and I forget the exact phrase, and that's lousy to forget the exact phrase, but genderqueer might have been the situation. And just informed me of things that I had no idea about. You know, and I was born in 1961, and you can imagine the notions that I grew up with. There were two genders, and then we started learning there might be queer people, and then we worried if we were queer. and then this. So there's a lot of work to be done. I guess that's the way to put it.
Yeah.
And there's the very first poem that you sent for consideration for an anthology working on was this poem, and obviously this relates. Obviously, discussion about your spiritual practice and activism is worth discussing. But I think starting with this poem might be a good place.
All right, that'd be great. When I picture fathers, I picture houses. I dreamt that I was a farmer on the moon. Babies grew like pineapples from the silver soil. Bright bulbs with embryos inside. Veins running through the fruit like human torches. I dreamt of their hearts. Each one had 1,000 feathers. Their fragrance can make a funeral sing. One heart was a house of nuns, humming in the melon afternoon light. I will never be a biological father. I will never see my face in theirs. I have to dream them to me like a magnet under the grass.
Aye, aye, aye. I just, when I see that line of the first line of the last stanza, you know, it just hits you then. I mean, a very intimate look at your own personal mythology, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that when poets get into personal myth, that's when it begins to get interesting, you know? It's a level of consciousness that's deeper than, you know, what you believe or who you are or what you yearn for, but going to a very, very deep level.
I think we're probably going to be soul friends. Yeah. I'm very much into mythology and Jungian theory and like the subtle body, what's inside the inside. That's, yep.